Okay, we're recording. Who are you?
Hi, my name is Anthony Cangelosi. I'm a program manager on the Visual Studio ecosystem team. I'm responsible for delivering the Visual Studio Gallery.
And we're here talking about Visual Studio Gallery and people that are bringing it. And we got
Ken Levy.
Ken Levy over here.
So I'm the community program manager on the VS ecosystem team, also known as the VSX team at Microsoft.
Awesome, awesome. So you guys are launching something new.
Yep.
What are you launching?
We're launching the Visual Studio Gallery. So this is a new website that we're putting out there to help developers find all of the extensions that exist for Visual Studio today, as well as giving them a place where, as they're building their own Visual Studio extensions using the VSX tools, to have a place to go ahead and post those on a community site.
Okay, so shall we jump
take in? A look? Yeah, let's take a look. So what you're looking at here is the homepage for the Visual Studio Gallery. Before, we haven't had a website where people could go and find extensions to VS, so if you even knew that you could, that there were things that could be extended on VS, you'd have to go to one of those search engines that are out there, either Google or Live, and search for the type of extension you're looking for. So you might be thinking about, you know, team development, but are you going to search for ALM, or are you going to search for SDLC? You know, who are you going to find when you do those searches? And it's kind of pretty broad and disparate. So we wanted to bring it together all on one website. We created a, you know, kind of common set of hierarchy or categories that describe the type of things that you do with Visual Studio on a day-to-day basis. We also gave you a way to view what's, you know, recently added and new to the site. We have the most viewed tab here, which gives you a view of the items that have been most popularly viewed throughout the site. You get a short description about what those entries are, as well as the links to their details. The top of the page, we also have a featured entries section, and this is something that we use for both Microsoft entries as well as for extensions that are created by members of the VSIP program. This is a partner program that Microsoft has, and we just have a rotating banner here of entries. So let's, take a look at one of the categories. So if we go into, say, the build category, you can imagine that this includes anything from build tools to compilation tools, things to help improve the productivity of your build environment will be listed here. And right now we have about a dozen or so entries. And they're listed by name. You can resort this list as it grows by any one of these categories. You can see which are the most viewed ones by the views column here and sort by that. You can sort by the entries that are specifically for a particular program membership, or you could also see the ones that are free or the ones that are also pay or free trials.
So one question. You talked about VSIP program. Do you have to be a VSIP program member to upload files or add my project? Or say I'm working on an open source build tool. Can I add in here all those SourceForge projects? Is this where they would go to add their projects?
Good question. So no, you don't have to be a program member to contribute to the website. You can act. Anybody from the community will be able to, who's building their extensions, can actually add entries into the site. And Ken's going to do a quick little demo of how you actually go and create your own entry on the site. VSIP members are just part of the overall community who are building extensions for Visual Studio.
Okay, cool.
One thing to be really clear on is that the Visual Studio Gallery is not hosting content. You're only hosting a link to wherever it's hosted.
Okay.
So whether you host it on MSDN Code Gallery, if it's a collaborative project and you put it on CodePlex, host it on your own site, your own blog, or a commercial site, when you add a new entry here, you're adding a description, kind of a profile, and a link to where you go download it.
Okay, so you're not asking people to, say, move off of SourceForge, CodePlex.
This could be anywhere.
This is where, hey, if I want to know, go find the coolest add-in, what's going on.
Right.
Or I need an add-in, and I don't know if it exists. Here's where you go to find out.
Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah, and this covers, you know, everything from, you know, add-ins is one type of extension to Visual Studio. You can expect to find add-ins up here, full robust products that are extending features like what are called package extensions or, you know, even simpler, you know, simpler macros or project templates, anything that could vary from a simple community productivity tool to a very robust enterprise-wide application.
Sure.
So if we take a look at one of these entries, you can get a feel for the rich type of content that we can share on the description pages. So what you're seeing here is one of the details pages for one of the entries created.
Mm-hmm.
This particular one happens to be created by a VSIP partner, but it could be from a community member as well. The top section is our standard information that we provide. It's some templated information, a standard screen capture that they provide, some basic information about the author, some information about which version number, which versions of Visual Studio it currently supports, and then also the optimized Visual Studio logo, which indicates that this particular entry is part of the VSIP program, And then last, the Learn More link. And with the Learn More...
So does the optimize for Visual Studio mean it's actually been tested or gone through some sort of criteria to be signed off? Is that...
No, the logo is one of the benefits that you get for being in the membership program, but there isn't any certification that exists today for quality.
Okay. And sorry, you were saying...
So I was saying about the Learn More link. So this is where anyone who's adding an entry can put a URL to actually send the user on for more information and how to actually obtain that particular extension. So in this case, this will go off to i3 Design's website, where you'd be able to actually get more information as well as purchase the product or download it.
Cool.
So if we go back here, the bottom two-thirds of this page that I haven't talked about yet is actually the rich details that anybody who's adding an entry into the gallery can add into the Visual Studio Gallery. So you see here that he's got everything from different fonts to table layouts, screen captures, as well as different graphics to promote his entry on the site. And when Ken shows you, he'll actually show you how you can actually bring in some of this rich content into the pages that you create.
Okay. Do you want to jump to that now? Or?
Sure. And one thing that to note is that this is a commercial product, is that right? This
yes.
particular one. So you're usually, not always, but usually going to see more content there for those, whereas a lot of the community ones will probably have a brief content that links to the page that has more content, where
sure.
it's not all reproduced. A good example is, let's look at the page here, and you zoom in there. So if you see, there's one listed up here. Also, if you click on most views, this happens to be it. And, you know, here we are. This is, what, February 26th, the day before we launch out of beta mode, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we've only had a limited access or, you know, knowledge of the site here. And right now, this sticky notes utility, which is from the community, it's a free utility, is listed in the most views. And we click here. It's a fairly simple entry. It's got a couple of screenshots. Most of the description, though, is on the page that you link to.
Sure.
So rather than duplicating all that content and maintaining all that, it's just a brief intro. So if you look here, so what would I do to download this now that I'm interested? You click Learn More, and it takes you right to an entry that's in the new MSDN Code Gallery site. And you'll see there's the download. It's an MSI inside this zip file. It's a quick little install. It's only 61K, right? And then you click on Home, and now you've got a little more details here. Plus, there's, you know, there could be other information here as well. And this is just a simple free utility. By the way, if I click back to the gallery page, and we click on this View Demos here, we have some videos here, and you can see that Sticky Notes 1 is listed as of this time, and you can see there's a little Silverlight streaming video demo of this. And so it's just a way to get kind of a screencast to show how to use it or whatnot.
So anybody can anybody add videos, or what's the requirements for them to do videos?
So let me answer that one. So today, right now, only the videos that we upload can be hosted on the video demos page, but we're looking at actually making this something that everybody will be able to contribute their videos to the site and have them integrated directly into their details page for them. We're looking to add a bunch of new features. Videos is just one of them in the next 2 to 3 months.
Okay, cool.
So before I show a demo of some cool stuff like sticky notes, let's go back to what Anthony was talking about and about contributing. So I'm already signed in here. So if I click on my account, you'll see that these are ones that I have either posted or have access to in editing. And if I click Add Entry, again, the only thing you need to get to this point is to sign in with a Windows Live ID account. There's no
mm-hmm.
approval process. Any developer, any community member can go create an add-in or a package with the VS SDK and then submit the information in a link here. So just, I'm not going to actually publish here, but I'll show you the process to preview. If I just put in test, and what I'm going to do is just link to the VSX team blog here, assuming that I had a download on that page, right? And if I go back and I'll just put in that URL, put in a short description, right? And then I'm going to skip this for now, and I'll pick a category, I'll pick data, and I'll say it's free, and so on. But now you're looking, okay, this is a nice little entry. It's like how do you refer to this? It's like
it's just an
editor.
HTML design editor.
HTML kind of design in place because you're going to publish stuff. Now you can put, just, you know, use this tool to create things. There's a little, we don't have a link on this page at the moment. There's a little tip here we have this visualstudio.gallery.com/templates. We have make template 1.html, and there's four of them there. We'll blog about this, so you have the links.
Sure.
But they're made so you can go to the page and just do a straight copy and paste. Select all, copy and paste.
Mm-hmm.
You go back to the page, and you insert, and it's a complete working template. Even on these images, let's say I want to add an image right here. Let's say it's one of four screenshots or other type things. I can delete that one, or let me see here. Delete, and I'll just go over, and you're going to actually link to any image, you know, like a JPEG that's on some website, so it could be your own, same one. And if I say copy, right, and I come over here, and then I say Control-V and paste, they'll just link in that image. Does it upload this image?
It's not
image?
Actually uploading it's the image. What it's actually doing is copying over the reference or the hyperlink to where that image is. And
the SRC for the image. Yeah, 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 sure, sure.
And I think I should be able to hit preview here without anything. And then you can see here, look at this page. I mean, that template really helps. Makes you look, because you don't want it to look like, you know, just something kind of boring. Or you become an artsy designer. You pick one of these templates, and it's a little helpful thing that looks like it blends. It's not required, though, keep in mind.
Sure, sure, sure.
Create your own template or just...
It's just nice to have... Start.
Yeah, and it makes it easy, exactly. So
we'll
there
post
you go.
All of these templates on the VSX homepage so that they're easy to find.
Yeah.
And we'll put a landing page for them. And they'll get... And you'll see that actually in future versions, we're going to integrate more with templates and other ways to make it easier for people to design useful and attractive pages.
So what about the ability to actually publish from Visual Studio? Like you guys say, a file new add-in project. Have you guys looked at that file new... VSIP package and say, you know, publish to Visual Studio Code Gallery.
Well, actually, do you mind if I interrupt this for a second?
Yeah, go ahead, Brent.
Because I'm going to use this to kind of get up on a soapbox. I noticed you mentioned VSIP packages, and that's one of the things that we've been working on getting a better...
Give me the new terminology.
The new terminology is VS packages.
We've
kind of overloaded VSIP, what those four-letter acronyms actually mean in a lot of different places.
Sure.
Use the heck out of everybody. So VSIP is the acronym for the program or the marketing program that exists for partners who are doing large, very robust integrations with Visual Studio. A package is just one of the many ways that you can extend Visual Studio. You could create macros, add-ins, packages. You can create data adapters, templates, all sorts of types of integrations. And so, generically speaking, a package is just a VS package. And so a lot of people have been confused, well, do I need to be a part of the VSIP program to build a package?
Mm-hmm.
And historically, yes, you did used to have to be in the program to build that level of integration, but we've removed those restrictions as of VS 2005.
Sure, sure.
And so now we've kind of got the remnants of those confusing acronyms, but we want to, you know, make sure we use every opportunity to make sure that we're communicating them correctly.
Right.
Okay, so back to the question. So when I say file new Visual Studio add-in on that project template and I click go, have you guys looked at doing a thing for, say, publish metadata to Code Gallery or some cooler integration where it would actually publish the code to Code Gallery and then publish the metadata to Visual Studio Gallery?
We're on the same page there. We're definitely looking at it. I can say that that's probably not the first things we'll be able to get to because there's a lot that has to go into that level of integration. But we really want to make sure that going forward in future versions of Visual Studio, we're giving people a good experience for, like you're saying, not only building those extensions, but also the full publish and then download and consuming. So you can imagine that, you know, not only will we give you a better experience for publishing out to something to either be the Visual Studio Gallery or whatever service is going to host it on the back end, and then also potentially, you know, how do I download that and bring that into Visual Studio? We want to make that better too.
Yeah, so that's actually a great one. So when you're talking about consuming, you mean like, hey, there's that sticky notes add-in. I could actually browse these, say, the screenshots, or maybe do a string search, or even search the categories directly in Visual Studio. Download that add-in directly from Visual Studio.
Yeah, and these are the directions that we're looking to move Visual Studio in.
I think you guys are going to get a lot of love. So cool stuff going on here for sure.
All right, so we showed a basic example there of how you would publish. And by the way, if I were to actually publish this, it would just be live. There's no, you know, delayed approval process.
Yeah, sure.
No. And one thing to add before I demo some of the things is, even though this is a brand new site, we do have a list of things that we plan to do to enhance it. You want to have Anthony list a couple of those?
Sure.
Just things that are not on the very first day, but we know we want to add.
You mentioned video.
Video is one. That's one direction we're looking going. This is more on the short-term side. So,
sure.
You know, the publishing, the integration to Visual Studio is going to take a little more time to bring in the future. But in the near term, I'm talking next, you know, 2, 3, 4 months, we're looking at. Video is one area we're looking at. RSS feeds is another area that we want to bring into the site so that people can, you know, start getting the regular reminders of content. We realize that there's an important need to get community trust features on there, so things like community ratings, community comments from the members of the site, so that those who are browsing are more interactive and involved with the quality of what's up there. So those are probably the three main areas that we'll look at improve, or four actually if you include the video pages into that.
Cool.
Okay, so... we were talking about sticky notes. It's a good community sample. It's posted by a developer named Pablo Galeano, who's he's out of Argentina, and he's kind of an expert with the Visual Studio SDK. He has other tools up here too, and then
sticky notes is free. So
it's free. Yeah,
anybody watching this
he
video
just created
can download
this
it.
On his free time, and then he posted it. He posted it on the Code Gallery and then linked to it here. And it's a free utility, and I'll actually demo what it does.
Let's do it.
And then the other thing I'm going to demo is the Source Code Outliner Power Toy. There's now a new version for VS 2008,
okay.
So I'll show that.
And that's
then
free as well?
It's free from Microsoft as a Power Toy. Then one other one that we'll publish in the next day or so called Power Commands. And it's another kind of Power Toy, and I'll show you some examples of that.
Very cool.
Let's go into Visual Studio. Now, again, when you go click on it and you run the MSI, most of these... You know, like the really small little installs, they install a lot of these applications. They'll just integrate with Visual Studio, and then you can easily uninstall them if you want. And part of it is just to enhance your whole development experience. So, again, the two ways to extend Visual Studio are build an add-in or a package and integrate it in, or just be someone who downloads the utility or product, install it, and you're extending Visual Studio just by adding new functionality.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look here... I have already installed the sticky notes, and essentially what it does is it just adds a little tab down here on your properties pane, right? So if I... Oh, we just froze up. Let's click here. You see that? I see that flicker.
The demo gods are not with us today.
Wow. This is some kind of a delay. Oh, there we go. I think something happened in the background. I was closing something. It just took up the hard disk time. So... We go back to here, and you can see you've got this little tab, and it opens for with any project. And now if I want, I can go to a certain source file, let's say tip.vb. By the way, this is a little VB application that Beth Massey created, and all it does is browse the RSS tip of the days from Sarah Ford's blog, right? So it's actually on Beth Massey's blog, so you can download this app.
Okay.
And so we go over here, and we'll just say something like, fix bug on launch, right? And then say add test one feature. You're just taking notes. It's sticky notes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if I select another app file, I can say, you know, add security check, right? And then so you're adding. And now when I close this project, it will persist in that project. And you can see, you can actually click on email. And you can email that thing here. If you zoom down here, I just clicked on
email.
Oh, sorry,
you're doing double.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. And so it's got your little email. Or you could delete it and just drop it in the trash can. I can say I want to delete this thing here, and I just clear it, right? And I'll just put in test. But if I close the project, open it back up, it's persisted with the project.
Sure.
So it's a sticky notes per project. That's all it does. But you know, once you start using it, you probably find it's pretty useful. And again, it's just a free tool. And it's there. And that's it.
It's cuter than our to-do notes.
So another one is the Microsoft released the Source Code Outliner. We had a version for VS 2005. This one works with VS 2008. It's the same basic functionality. Whereas what it does is it's a tree view that lists all of the different methods and properties and classes and so forth. See this list here?
Mm-hmm.
It's a list of all the things in the window that you're editing. So if I double-click on button one click, it'll take me to that line of code. If I click on the search, see what I mean? Well, it's just taking you to those definitions, and you can scroll here, and you can even change something. If I change this to a number 2, it'll refresh it over here. See, there it is. It's changed to 2, back to 1. So it's a two-way kind of editor. If I want, I can jump down and say, give me just the methods, and it will filter all those. Or I can say, give me everything that starts with the letter B, and it's just
very
filtering
cool.
Like that. And, of course, if I switch to another edit window, then then, it, of course, it's doing the same kind of filtering there.
Now, does this work with GUI pages as well, like in a Windows form or WPF form, or is this just for code?
It's just for code, but okay. It works with any language that you're viewing there, but it's, okay. It's code. And it's using the APIs that Visual Studio exposes, so you can a developer could create something like this themselves. And we have some stuff on one of our team blogs that's kind of like a source code outliner light, and our developer, Aaron Martin, actually created this utility that, it's a sample that steps you through a very light version of this, how you would create one of these from scratch.
Awesome.
Okay.
We actually have the full source code for this available online as well, don't we?
Yes. This entire project is on CodePlex. So okay. When you would go to this item and do an entry, it's in VB and C# if you wanted to view it. So part of our goals in a lot of these tools is, hey, not just a great utility that you would use maybe day-to-day, but also go look at how this was done in case you want to add something yourself.
Sure.
Now, the one other utility that will get online in the next day or so, it's called Power Commands for Visual Studio 2008.
Okay.
So it's like a power toy, but it's a set of commands, maybe about 16 commands. Now, a typical thing is, you see how I have all these windows up here? So when you right-click up here, you know you can say close or close all but this. So the power commands, when you install it, it adds some menu items, essentially, in different areas of Visual Studio to enhance your development experience. Things mm-hmm. that you might say, oh, it'd be cool if you had a close all. So when you see close all there, that's not part of VS 2008.
Right.
Okay, so it's just a new menu item that might be common where you just want to clear out your whole list here. So if I say close all, it'll close all these windows up here. Now, if I go over to the window here, and if I say, see this form.vb, notice it says open. See where the mouse is?
Open command prompt?
Open command prompt, and it'll just take you, let me just bring this up here, to wherever that is stored. So it doesn't matter if it's a project, solution, whatever. You've got this.
Now, is that a Visual Studio command prompt that it's opening, so it has the reference to the...
Yes.
Oh, very nice.
And then you've got the opening containing folder there, so you can do more of the Windows-style one, right?
Sure.
And then you come up to project, there's things like collapse projects, unload projects, reload projects. You can expand collapse projects. So it just kind of, it's like a cleanup kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see some of the others. Well, there's copy references and so on. There's even a refactoring example. One of the ones that maybe...
What's the refactoring example?
You actually put in a constant, and it will actually, like in a literal string, and it will just change it as a constant reference and insert it above. Mm-hmm. And so part of it's to show you how you would do this with the VS SDK. So you would look at the code
sure.
and say, how do I do something like that myself? Some of these are, though, very useful day-to-day. So if I go to File, have you ever... Let's say you're doing a demo or you're just done with a project or whatever the heck, and you want to remove one or more of these here.
Yeah.
So let's say I'm just done with one of them. See this clear recent file list? This is another thing that's added with the power commands. This is a little WPF-based form that comes up. You can say
WPF,
select off.
Just to be clear. Yeah, Windows Presentation Foundation.
Yes, yeah.
Very cool.
And so if I just select this first one, you know, then that's it. And I can say clear and restart. Now what... Because it's a registry thing, the only way it'll take effect is if you close VS. But what this will do is close VS for you and then restart back up. Now, I may get asked if I were to change anything or whatever. So it just brings back, and now if I come back and see, there it is, it's gone. I could have removed the entire list if I wanted to, and then that's it. So those are just a few examples of, those are just three free things that you can find on VS Gallery. VisualStudioGallery.com, and then go install them, and they may just leave them there. Of course, if you take a look at this one other menu, like on the source code outliner, some applications that you install, they get launched. Like in other windows, you'll see here it is, and it's got its own little hotkey.
Sure.
So you can close it if you don't want to use it all the time, and then you would just load it whenever you feel like you want to use that utility. So it's not like it has to be there.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
So, and a lot of these tools, again, are... They solve a different productivity area or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the door is open for people to take the VS SDK or the add-in extensions and just go ahead and create their own and then share it. A lot of developers, we think, already have extended Visual Studio in some way, like with an add-in. And now with the Visual Studio Gallery site, that they have a place to showcase it and share it.
Cool.
So we're excited about that.
Awesome. All right. Well, Ken, And Anthony, thanks again, and a lot of cool stuff with Visual Studio Gallery, and even more coming in the future.
Oh, there'll be tons more. Hopefully we'll do another video in a couple months.
Yeah, definitely. All right, thanks, guys.
Yep.